Okay, Chavrus, this is a Mishnah Brura Chabura. Last time we learned, we focused on Simen Mem Vav. This time we're learning Simen Mem Zayin. Simen Mem Zayin relates to Birchas HaTorah. The end of Simen Mem Vav also has a detail about Birchas HaTorah that we'll try to talk about a little bit later. But the question about Birchas HaTorah, the fundamental question is... The fundamental question is, what type of bracha is it? We know there are many different types of brachos, no? There's birchas hamitzvos. When I put on tefillin, I recite a bracha beforehand. That's a birchas hamitzvos. There are also brachos I recite, let's say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something wonderful that I recognize. That's called birchas shevach v'hoda'a, no? Like when I hear thunder and lightning, that's a birchas shevach v'hoda'a. There's other brachos that I make. Like when I eat an apple, I recite a bari pri ha'etz before I eat the apple. That's called the birchas hanehenen. So... The question about what type of bracha, Birchas HaTorah, is something that's worth focusing on, and there are hashlachos, there are many applications of this question in various dinim that come up within this simen. So, first issue is the Ramban. The Ramban, the first sheet is the Ramban. The Ramban tells us famously that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha that's doraisa, no? The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph says that how do you know this Birchas HaTorah? So Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Avu Godol Olam Kingdom. When I hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, I should praise God. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that he thinks that from that Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph, you see that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha that's Do'iraisa. It's like a collector's item, no? The Rambam doesn't quote Do'iraisa. Most assume that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah is only Drabanan. The Mishnah Brura quotes in the Shagas Aryeh that we pass in Birchas HaTorah is Do'iraisa, Mishmar and Sivkat Na'alav. However, only the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu is Do'iraisa. The other bracha, according to the Mishnah Brura, is going to be a Drabanan. And as such, if you have a suffix, so you only make the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. That's what the Ramban assumes. Now, the amazing thing about that Ramban, when you read the Ramban inside, is the Ramban is telling us that not only is Birchas HaTorah Do'iraisa, the Ramban is also saying that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha of Shevach V'Hoda'ah. It's a bracha of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he did something wonderful called giving Klal Yisrael the Torah. And that's why Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim V'Nasan Es Torah Sol. Right? Torah is such a beautiful and special thing, so that's why we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah. So it's Shevach V'Hoda'ah. The impression that you would get, though, from the Mishnah Brura's analysis is not just that Bracha of Asher Bachar Banu is Me'ula, Asher Bracha is the greatest of the brachos, but it's also that the other brachos might be different. Like the bracha of Lasuk B'Divrei Torah would sound like it's a bracha on a mitzvah. Right? The bracha is to learn Torah. Now there is a girsa that we have in Shulchan Aruch, in Se'if Hei, that Birchas HaTorah, the bracha is Al Divrei Torah, not Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, no? If you daven Nusach Hari, if you're Lubavitcher, so you would say Al Divrei Torah rather than Lasuk. If you say Al Divrei Torah, you might get the impression that the bracha is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, no? The bracha is on Torah. Perhaps a bracha of Shevach V'Hoda'ah on Torah. Perhaps, like Reb Chaim is quoted as saying that Torah requires a bracha, it's like a special din, whatever that means. It might mean Shevach V'Hoda'ah, it might just be a little different. But B'Kitzur HaMaisa, according to the Ramban, at least the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu is a birchas Shevach V'Hoda'ah. Other approaches assume, the Gra assumes that Birchas HaTorah is fundamentally a birchas HaMitzvah, no? The Gron Simin Mem Zayin, right at the very end, in Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber in Sif Yud Dalet says that women also make Birchas HaTorah. Zoch the Gron, why do women make Birchas HaTorah? What mitzvah do women have to learn Torah? Remember, even though women learn Torah, but their learning of Torah is not out Torah per se. It's just like a hechsher to be able to do mitzvahs. I have to keep Shabbos, so I have to know the din of keeping Shabbos. But it's not that they have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah qua Talmud Torah as Talmud Torah. So the Gra assumes that really women should not make Birchas HaTorah fundamentally. The only reason why women make Birchas HaTorah is since Ashkenazi women make a bracha whenever they do a mitzvah, even if they're not mitzvah in the mitzvah per se. When they take a lulav, they make a bracha. You hear shofar, you make a bracha. So also, Birchas HaTorah make a bracha. But you get the impression from the Gra that Birchas HaTorah is fundamentally a Birchas HaMitzvah. The most interesting shita, though, is a shita of Lavosh. The Lavosh takes the Mahalach, which I think is great for a Musar Shavuz. Right? The Lavosh and the stapler, by the way, in Simon Chof Beis, really plays on this Lavosh. The Lavosh takes Mahalach, that you know what Birchas HaTorah is? It's not Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, like the Ramban says. It's not Birchas HaMitzvah, like the Gros says. Rather, it is Birchas HaNehenen. Torah's Geshmak. Right? Torah is enjoyable. And when I eat a good piece of cheesecake, right, I make a Birchas HaNehenin. When I learn Torah, I make a Birchas HaNehenin, because I'm going to get Hana'ah, I'm going to get Hana'ah from the Talmud Torah. That's what the Lavosh Taina is, which is really a very beautiful idea in Musar. You know, sometimes people think that you're only really making mitzvah Talmud Torah if you learn and you don't enjoy it. But if you enjoy it, the people sometimes feel that detracts, it takes away from your mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Egle Tal, that's the Avni Nathan, his Hakdama, he says, no, you're totally missing the boat, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to get a geshmak, is to enjoy it. Rav Motel Gifter was the Rosh Hashiva in Tells in Cleveland after he learned here in the yeshiva. So Rav Mordechai Gifter used to point out there's a parish of Rav Vrum and Hahar in Meseches Nedarim, who also says that the Iker Mitzvah Talmud Torah is to get a geshmak out of it. And that's really what Lavosh is saying. Now, in terms of the Birchas HaTorah, you see from one of the brachas at least, or perhaps, we'll have to discuss it, the bracha V'harevna, that really sounds like it's a Birchas HaNenen, right? What are we saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'harevna, make Torah enjoyable, make it gishmak. That's the Lavosh's idea of Birchas HaNenen that comes up. Now, this question, therefore, is to whether Birchas HaTorah is Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, Birchas HaMitzvah, or Birchas HaNenen might relate to whether to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, whether V'ha'arevna should be recited with a Vav, that's in Se'if Vav, whether I should say Ha'arevna without a Vav, no? If I say it with a vav, v'ha'arevna, that means that it's all one bracha. The bracha of Torah, of Lasuk Torah, and v'ha'arevna, it's all the same. Right? But if I have ha'arevna without a vav, so it's a separate bracha on the gishmak of learning, and that would be without a vav. Right? So again, this issue, I think, is worth discussing. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Tshuva and Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Aleph has the following idea. Now, the Achronim discuss whether you're allowed to learn without Birchas HaTorah. So the answer basically is that you shouldn't, no? You shouldn't learn without saying Birchas HaTorah. First, you wake up in the morning before Shachar, so you want to learn, say Birchas HaTorah, and then you begin learning. Let's say it's a situation that you have a suffix. So suffix by Birchas HaTorah. So what I should do is I should say Asher Bachar Banu, ideally. Now, sometime, or a suffix I should be Yotzei with someone else. Am I allowed to learn in the case of a suffix and I'm not going to make the bracha? Is it usher to do a mitzvah without, or usher to learn Torah without Birchas HaTorah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and that Tshuva and Siman Tzadi Aleph contends that it's not really a Birchas HaNehenin. That's the way he presents the Lashon. It's not Birchas HaNehenin. And therefore, by Birchas HaNehenin, we have a rule that's Aser La'adam Lechandos Ma'olam Hazeh B'loi Bracha. It's Aser to eat without a Bracha. But by Birchas HaTorah, there's no Iser to learn without reciting Birchas HaTorah. It's not Aser. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman has. But his dimyon to say that it's not Birchas HaNehenin, I think, is really an interesting dimyon. It's worth noting what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Tes. Se'if Tes says that Yesh Omrim, if you have a hefsek, bein Birchas HaTorah to limud, ein bekach klum. Right? If I make the bracha, and then I shmooze with my friend before I learn, before I even say any psukim, ein bekach klum, it doesn't matter. Right? Why would that be? How come Mechaber says Eimikach Klom? Then Mechaber says it's preferable to avoid that, no? Hanochon that you should say Birchas Kehanim, etc. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkotin Yotes, points out that many Acharonim disagree with the Mechaber. Many Acharonim say that, no, if you have a hefsek between Birchas HaTorah and learning, it's a big problem. This issue, L'cha'ora, should depend on what we're discussing. If Birchas HaTorah is a bracha of Shevach V'Hodah, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating a institution called Torah. So is Hefzik a problem? It can't be a problem. It's a Shevach V'Hodah. But if Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, A birchas haTorah is a birchas hanehenin. If I make a bracha on putting on tefillin, and then I start schmoozing with my friend before putting on tefillin, I have to make a new bracha, no? If I make a bracha on an apple, and then I schmooze before I eat the apple, I'll make a new bracha. It's interesting to note that the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yotes is Raiv HaAcharonim disagree, Usvira Lehu, the Din birchas haTorah kemo ko birchas hamitzas o hanehenin, the tzarech lachzor levarech. So Mishnah Berurah's argument is precisely along the lines of what we're saying, that Bircha Satorah, right, if Hefsik is a problem, it's because Bircha Shavodah. Now, if Hefsik is not a problem, it's because Bircha Shavodah. What's worth noting is, let's say it like this. The Mechaber and the Rambam at the end of Simin Mem Vav discuss, let's say Slichas, it's coming up soon, no? So do you have to recite Birchas HaTorah before Slichas? So am I allowed to say Psukim Derech Tachanunim before Birchas HaTorah, no? So the Mechaber says, Nachon Lachosh L'Svar Rishona, that you should not recite any Psukim without Birchas HaTorah, even though it's not learning. That question might also depend on this issue. You see, if Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so I don't know if I'm doing a mitzvah of Talmud Torah when I recite Psukim Derech Tachanunim, no? I might be doing a different mitzvah of davening, but I'm not doing a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If it's a bracha of Birchas HaNehenin, so again, maybe I'm too much of a brisker, but it seems to me that like the geshmak from Talmud Torah doesn't come from saying psukim and davening. No? The geshmak from Talmud Torah comes from understanding the ketzos. Hey, that's the geshmak. So if it's a birchas hanehenin, also I don't know if you have to recite birchas haTorah beforehand. The only reason I think why you'd have to recite birchas haTorah beforehand is if you hold it's a bircha, the bracha of shavach v'hoda'a, no? Because l'maisa, is it a chafetz shel Torah? Right? Yes, it's a pasuk. It's something that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's a beautiful thing. It separates us from the umos. No? So therefore, bircha shavodah, I should have to make. So it seems to me, this is just a ha'ara that I've been thinking about. We paskin that really you should recite Birchas HaTorah before you say Slichas. Right? That's what, even though the Rambam says that the minhag is kesvara achrona, but nevertheless, it's better to recite Birchas HaTorah beforehand. That's what the Rambam says at the end of Mem Vav. So, to really, though, be yotzei birchas haTorah, you have to, I think, really learn after to be yotzei l'chol hadayis, right? To have it as a birchas hamitzvah, shevach or birchas hanen, you have to really learn. So the practice that we have is saying birchas kohanim, samach birchas haTorah. I don't know if you yotzei everything that way, because when I say birchas kohanim and I say, so it becomes part of tefillah, and once it becomes part of tefillah, at least according to some of the deos, I'm not fully yotzei. So this is something that troubles me. The Masadri HaTefillah put birchas kohanim right after birchas haTorah, right, because we want to be yotzei mikra, and then we have the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim Shein Lamshir, and then we have the Gemara, which is the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael, the Yud Gimel Midol Shatar Nidrashas Bahen, no? So you have Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, we get all of them. But Yesh Lodon, maybe once it becomes a Chelek of Tefillah, it kind of loses some of its impact. This is just something that I've been thinking about. I don't know. Fine. There is actually a Chiddush that's also going to be relevant in a few weeks. Do I have to make Birchas HaTorah before I do any mitzvah? The Bikur Yaakov, no, that's Reb Yaakov Etlinger. According to tradition, he gave smicha to Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch. Yishla, I don't know if that's factually correct, but this isn't Jewish history class. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Zayin, Tainas, that you're allowed to do mitzvahs without Birchas HaTorah. But the Bikuri Yaakov in Hilchos Sukkah quotes the Minhag. You know, many Hasidim try to be Yotze according to the Arizal, that they connect the mitzvah of Sukkah and the mitzvah of Lulav. So they bench Lulav in their Sukkah before davening, right? It's an old Hasidish practice. So Bikuri Yaakov says, if you do that, you should be careful to recite Birchas Hatorah before you do the mitzvah. Interesting idea.
Now, how many of this is that because all mitzvahs are found in the Torah, so when you're doing mitzvahs, like you're learning?
So maybe it's because doing mitzvahs is like learning, but again, I don't know if that's really learning, because learning itself is, like what we were saying in terms of noshim, learning is not just the hechsher mitzvah to be able to do stuff. So I thought maybe the Pshat in the Bikuri Yaakov is along the lines of what we were saying, that if Birchas Hatorah is a biracha of Shevach v'Hoda'a, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael is different. Now, usually that involves I take out a sefer, right? That shows that we're different. But shaking the lulav also, doing a mitzvah shows that we're different. And there's Shevach v'Hoda'a al shehiv dilonu min ha'tom v'nosan lo teras emes. Right? So along the lines of the Shevach v'Hoda'a aspect of Birchas HaTorah, one could contend that perhaps you should make a bracha for doing all mitzvahs. So that's something that's worth thinking about. Another just brief nafkamina, do you have to stand up when you recite Birchas HaTorah? So I remember in grade school, didn't they teach, at least when I went to elementary school in JEC, so they said that we should stand up when we say Birchas HaTorah. Is that what they taught you in first grade? Goes back a while. So I think that's what they taught us. Do I have to stand up when I do a mitzvah? When I say brachas? So Birchas HaNehenen, the Yizichr don't have to stand up when you say Birchas HaNehenen, no? If anything, it says in Shulchan Aruch later on that it's preferred to sit down by Birchas HaNehenen, no? Because it shows more kviyos, more chashivas. It's a more proper way to make the bracha when you're sitting. Birchas Shevach V'Hoda'a. Do you have to stand? Don't know. I mean, maybe one could argue that shows more kavod if you stand up. I don't know. But I don't know if a rule to have to stand up. Birchas HaMitzvah, do you have to stand for the bracha mitzvah? So that's a whole discussion in the poskim. Generally speaking, we stand up when we recite six brachos on mitzvahs. And the acronym for that is Alatz Shalem, no? Oimer. By Spiris HaOmer, we stand up for the bracha, lulav, right? Tzitzis, alatz, shalem, shofar, levana, kiddush levana. That's a shaila. The kiddush levana is fundamentally birchas mitzvah or not, and the mem is mezuzah. When you make a bracha mezuzah, I also stand up. For those six mitzvahs, you zikr stand up. Do you have to stand for Birchas HaTorah? The Pashtus says that you don't have to stand for Birchas HaTorah. If you look in the Sefer Isha Yisrael Ha'orin and Beis, there's a discussion in some of the Achrayim, Ha'orin Mem Beis, I apologize, there's a discussion in some of the Achrayim that maybe you should stand up for Birchas HaNehenen. It's a little bit hard to understand why you'd have to stand up unless we're assuming that it is a bracha of Shevach V'Hoda'ah, in which case perhaps it adds more Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, these are some of the issues. What we didn't really get into that's worth analyzing is when Ahava Rabba counts as Birchas HaTorah and when it doesn't. Maybe we'll discuss that next time, but there's a lot to say in Simen, Memchesem, Memtes, and Nun, even though these are short simonim, shuckling is a very interesting topic that we'll try to discuss next time we learn. And Yashikayach, thank you for coming.